At Cambridge, a grad student named Jocelyn Bell detected a signal, the tale I must tell. All regular pulses, the spectrum they span, to all indications, a little green man. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I fall for a pulsar. No, never, no more. The pulses were regular, quite strong enough, and in her report Bell had labeled them scruff. She carefully studied and catalogued them, and these are the signals they call LGM. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I fall for a pulsar. No, never, no more. Her research advisor, incredibly wise, who later would garner the great Nobel Prize, was Anthony Hewish, and he voiced some doubt. Don't publish until we can check this thing out, for it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I fall for a pulsar. No, never, no more. She checked all her printouts, and Jocelyn could tell the recorder had plotted some others as well. Then Tommy Gold stated, I know what they are, a rapidly rotating dense neutron star. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I fall for a pulsar. No, never, no more. They published a paper in Nature, of course, a rapidly pulsating radio source. Though Jocelyn and Tony preferred LGM, Frank Drake gave the moniker pulsar to them. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I fall for a pulsar. No, never, no more. To all SETI scientists searching for life, the message is clear if you would avoid strife. Check all of your data, take care who you tell. Remember the pulsars and J.B. Burnell, for it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I fall for a pulsar. No, never, no more.